Hello again, this is Veronica Hicks saying welcome to my world here on Radio DFM 930. And yes, it is Valentine's Day, the day when flowers suddenly double in price. A dozen red roses can set you back 100 euros. Of course, you should have bought them days ago, left them in a cool place with a little bit of water, and they would have been fine on the day. Of course, you don't have to go down this rather commercialised Valentine route. You could just as well follow some of our Welsh neighbours, who transfer their affection to Branwen, the Welsh goddess of love, who had a rather tricky love history. She was the sister of Bendigeid Fran, that is, I think, how you pronounce it, probably not, a legendary Welsh giant and king of Britain. And then there's Eine, originally revered as the goddess of love and light, queen of the elves, the lady of the lake, the goddess of the earth and nature, and the goddess of luck and magic. And these two goddesses are becoming quite important in Wales and strong competition for Valentine. But it is interesting how the cult of Valentine grew into this huge commercial industry. The ancient Romans are said to be responsible for the name of our modern day of love, according to the histories. Emperor Claudius II executed two men, Christians, both named Valentine, on February the 14th, in different years in the 3rd century. Their martyrdom was honoured by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Some claim that the Christian Church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianise the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. Celebrated at the Ides of February or February the 15th, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as to the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. To begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by their she-wolf, or Lupa. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Then they would tear the goat's hide into strips, dip them into the sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the goat hide. Which, of course, wouldn't go down very well these days. But back then, we're told, far from being fearful, Roman women welcomed the touch of the hides because it was believed to make them more fertile in the coming year. Later in the day, according to legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn, and the city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman. And at the end of the year, some might marry, some might not. A little bit like an ancient form of blind date, or Love Island. Well, as far as presents are concerned, in case you're stuck for an idea, how about a personalised vegan ego pampering and relaxing kit? Stresses me out just to read those words. If anyone can tell me what it means, I'd be most grateful. Whether you want to go Welsh or Roman, you might nevertheless want to spoil the love of your life with a gastronomic feast, and you don't have to go far for that. Castellet d'Argusan, which prides itself on having not only a lake, a racecourse, casino, the best antique shop in the Gers, but also the Florida restaurant, which managed to weather the storm of COVID and is back to its former glory, offering you a sumptuous Valentina and Valentin copain-copine dégustation. 5 courses starting with a soft-boiled egg floating in a chestnut velouté, followed by scallops with a lemony perfume. And in case your stomach is still yearning, there is the famous foie gras poulet, poached with smoked eel, a bit of surf and turf. And the pudding is a surprise guaranteed to put you in the romantic mood. And it looks as if they still have a couple of tables available. So whatever you do tonight, I hope it's fun, be it Welsh, be it Roman, be it French. And I'll be back next time with news of a few events as people come out of hibernation. So here's wishing you a lovely evening and a great week. See you next time.